Escuelas oficiales de idiomas de la región de Murcia. Pruebas específicas de certificación. Nivel B1 bilingüe. Convocatoria 2019. Comprensión de textos orales.
Things you didn't know about Switzerland. Hello Aluxers, and welcome back to another amazing video. Today we're looking at the stunning and mountainous country of Switzerland. Switzerland is a center of both finance and government. Its population may be a small 8 million, but it's one of the most developed countries in the world, with one of the highest standards of living. The population's national identity varies dramatically, with some speaking German, French, Italian, or even Romanish. Because Alux.com is dedicated to becoming the world's best resource on the most fabulous cities and destinations, we couldn't wait to bring you things you didn't know about Switzerland. Bollywood film directors love filming in Switzerland. A surprising number of Bollywood blockbusters are filmed in Switzerland. The first Indian film made in Switzerland was produced in 1964, using the Alps as a backdrop. Switzerland is the most expensive country in the world to buy a cup of coffee. Many of Switzerland's major cities rank very highly on the coffee price index, costing an average of $3.65 for a cup. It's against the law to have just one small pet. Switzerland has very strict animal rights laws, and they believe that a social pet living in isolation is classed as abuse. As a result, it's illegal to have just one hamster, guinea pig, fish, bird, or rabbit. Even if one of a pair dies, it can be necessary to rent a pet to make up for the numbers. All Swiss men complete compulsory military service, and they have the highest life expectancy in the world. Switzerland is one of the few European countries where military service is still compulsory for male citizens. The Swiss government can stop you from giving your child an unusual name. There are some rules about naming your child in most countries, but in Switzerland they take it especially seriously, taking action if they believe a name could be harmful. The Swiss eat more chocolate than any other nation. The average Swiss person eats 19 pounds of chocolate every year, which is the equivalent of 172 bars a year. The USA doesn't even come close, consuming half of this. Sundays really are the day of rest in Switzerland, and there are laws to keep it that way. If it's a Sunday in Switzerland, you can't mow your lawn, wash your car, recycle anything loud, or half your washing out. It's all to preserve the peace and quiet of a perfect Swiss Sunday. Teachers are extremely well paid in Switzerland. Though a very important and valuable profession, teaching doesn't have a reputation for high salaries in most countries. In Switzerland, though, teachers are very well paid and can earn $68,000 a year on average, making it one of the highest paid profession jobs in the country. The Vatican's Swiss Guards really are Swiss, just as the name suggests. They're hired through the Catholic cantons in Switzerland and are the oldest standing military unit in the world, wearing the same uniform they've been wearing since the 16th century. Thank you for spending some time with us, Aluxer. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss a video. If you want more, we handpicked these videos you might enjoy, or head over to alux.com for the best in fine living content on the planet. Be a part of the largest community of luxury enthusiasts in the world and tell your story. Things you didn't know about Switzerland. Hello, Aluxers, and welcome back to another amazing video. Today we're looking at the stunning and mountainous country of Switzerland. Switzerland is a center of both finance and government. Its population may be a small 8 million, but it's one of the most developed countries in the world, with one of the highest standards of living. The population's national identity varies dramatically, with some speaking German, French, Italian, or even Romanish. Because Alux.com is dedicated to becoming the world's best resource on the most fabulous cities and destinations, we couldn't wait to bring you things you didn't know about Switzerland. Bollywood film directors love filming in Switzerland. A surprising number of Bollywood blockbusters are filmed in Switzerland. The first Indian film made in Switzerland was produced in 1964, using the Alps as a backdrop. Switzerland is the most expensive country in the world to buy a cup of coffee. Many of Switzerland's major cities rank very highly on the coffee price index, costing an average of $3.65 for a cup. It's against the law to have just one small pet. Switzerland has very strict animal rights laws, and they believe that a social pet living in isolation is classed as abuse. As a result, it's illegal to have just one hamster, guinea pig, fish, bird, or rabbit. Even if one of a pair dies, it can be necessary to rent a pet to make up for the numbers. All Swiss men complete compulsory military service, and they have the highest life expectancy in the world. Switzerland is one of the few European countries where military service is still compulsory for male citizens. The Swiss government can stop you from giving your child an unusual name. There are some rules about naming your child in most countries, but in Switzerland they take it especially seriously, taking action if they believe a name could be harmful. The Swiss eat more chocolate than any other nation. The average Swiss person eats 19 pounds of chocolate every year, which is the equivalent of 172 bars a year. The USA doesn't even come close, consuming half of this. Sundays really are the day of rest in Switzerland, and there are laws to keep it that way. If it's a Sunday in Switzerland, you can't mow your lawn, wash your car, recycle anything loud, or half your washing out. It's all to preserve the peace and quiet of a perfect Swiss Sunday. Teachers are extremely well paid in Switzerland. Though a very important and valuable profession, teaching doesn't have a reputation for high salaries in most countries. In Switzerland, though, teachers are very well paid and can earn $68,000 a year on average, making it one of the highest paid profession jobs in the country. The Vatican's Swiss Guards really are Swiss, just as the name suggests. They're hired through the Catholic cantons in Switzerland and are the oldest standing military unit in the world, wearing the same uniform they've been wearing since the 16th century. Thank you for spending some time with us, Aluxer. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss a video. If you want more, we handpicked these videos you might enjoy. Or head over to alux.com for the best in fine living content on the planet. Be a part of the largest community of luxury enthusiasts in the world and tell your story.
Hello everyone, it's Jen. I feel like you guys don't know a lot about me, and I wanted to change that because I feel like you guys are my best friends and I need you to know things about me and my life so we can become closer. So I'm just gonna go right into it. My middle name is Jane. My birthday is on July 5th, 1997, which makes me currently 17 years old. I can play the guitar and the piano, and I'm actually going to learn to play the drums this summer, so I'm very excited for that. I like going to concerts. I go to a concert like once a month. I've spent most of my money on concert tickets. I still have concert tickets with me that I'm going to use for future concerts. I'm a big online shopaholic. I would just be online and I would see things for sale on the sidebar and I'll be like, oh, I want that. And I'll just buy random stuff that I don't even need. And it's a big problem. I'm trying to tone down my online shopping, but it's very hard. My favorite color is purple. I always feel the need to wake up early in the morning, even on weekends. I cannot wake up past 8 because I do feel like I'm wasting the day. I just feel like if I sleep in too much, I'm wasting time and I'm wasting my precious life. I don't know, that's just me. I'm pretty much the only person I know who is not afraid of spiders. If I see a spider somewhere, I literally pick it up like it's nothing. I would take it outside and that's it. And when people see me do that, they're like, what is wrong with you? My favorite artist is The Witches. The one thing I want to do before I die is go scuba diving. I cannot wait to do that. I used to be able to surf, but I can't really do it anymore. I never get to practice, but I really like to learn how to surf again. I really miss it. I play a lot of video games, which kind of surprises people. My favorite video game is Skyrim. I'm also pretty much the only person I know who still has an iPhone 6, which I'm fine with. I would like to have an iPhone 7 or 8, but honestly, I don't really need it. I love horror movies or anything related to them. I love horror TV shows too. Halloween is my favorite holiday. It's my favorite time of the year. Going to Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios with my boyfriend is the one thing I look forward to every year. And the last random fact about me is that my favorite animal is a sea turtle. Why? I don't really know. I just really love sea turtles, and I also want to get a tattoo of a sea turtle on my ankle one day. I definitely want to do it on my 18th birthday. So that's it for today's video. I hope you guys enjoyed those random facts about me. If you did enjoy that, please be sure to give my video a thumbs up. Follow me on all social media down below, and I will see you guys next week. Bye! Hello everyone, it's Jen. I feel like you guys don't know a lot about me, and I wanted to change that because I feel like you guys are my best friends and I need you to know things about me and my life so we can become closer. So I'm just gonna go right into it. My middle name is Jane. My birthday is on July 5th, 1997, which makes me currently 17 years old. I can play the guitar and the piano, and I'm actually going to learn to play the drums this summer, so I'm very excited for that. I like going to concerts. I go to a concert like once a month. I've spent most of my money on concert tickets. I still have concert tickets with me that I'm going to use for future concerts. I'm a big online shopaholic. I would just be online and I would see things for sale on the sidebar and I'll be like, oh, I want that. And I'll just buy random stuff that I don't even need. And it's a big problem. I'm trying to tone down my online shopping, but it's very hard. My favorite color is purple. I always feel the need to wake up early in the morning, even on weekends. I cannot wake up past 8 because I do feel like I'm wasting the day. I just feel like if I sleep in too much, I'm wasting time and I'm wasting my precious life. I don't know, that's just me. I'm pretty much the only person I know who is not afraid of spiders. If I see a spider somewhere, I literally pick it up like it's nothing. I will take it outside and that's it. And when people see me do that, they're like, what is wrong with you? My favorite artist is The Witches. The one thing I want to do before I die is go scuba diving. I cannot wait to do that. I used to be able to surf, but I can't really do it anymore. I never get to practice, but I'd really like to learn how to surf again. I really miss it. I play a lot of video games, which kind of surprises people. My favorite video game is Skyrim. I'm also pretty much the only person I know who still has an iPhone 6, which I'm fine with. I would like to have an iPhone 7 or 8, but honestly, I don't really need it. I love horror movies or anything related to them. I love horror TV shows too. Halloween is my favorite holiday. It's my favorite time of the year. Going to Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios with my boyfriend is the one thing I look forward to every year. And the last random fact about me is that my favorite animal is a sea turtle. Why? I don't really know. I just really love sea turtles, and I also want to get a tattoo of a sea turtle on my ankle one day. I definitely want to do it on my 18th birthday. So that's it for today's video. I hope you guys enjoyed those random facts about me. If you did enjoy that, please be sure to give my video a thumbs up. Follow me on all social media down below, and I will see you guys next week. Bye!
1.
Now, of course, Johnny English has a rather impressive car in the new movie.
Yes, I was.
Last time it was an Aston Martin. Now a Rolls?
Yeah, why change? Exactly. Well, I just felt the Aston Martin thing had been a bit overdone. I feel as though I've seen, you know, because James Bond always used Aston Martin, which is good. It's a great car. Nothing against Aston Martin.
You own a couple?
I've owned at least 5 in my life. I don't own any at the moment, as it happens. But I've owned plenty of them. But I fancied something different, and because I'd really grown to love the Rolls-Royce Phantom. And I thought, well, maybe a two-door Phantom might be more fun. And then I knew of this ridiculous engine that they developed, that Rolls-Royce developed.
Now, of course, Johnny English has a rather impressive car in the new movie.
Yes, I was.
Last time it was an Aston Martin. Now a Rolls?
Yeah, why change? Exactly. Well, I just felt the Aston Martin thing had been a bit overdone. I feel as though I've seen, you know, because James Bond always used Aston Martin, which is good. It's a great car. Nothing against Aston Martin.
You own a couple?
I've owned at least 5 in my life. I don't own any at the moment, as it happens. But I've owned plenty of them. But I fancied something different, and because I'd really grown to love the Rolls-Royce Phantom. And I thought, well, maybe a two-door Phantom might be more fun. And then I knew of this ridiculous engine that they developed, that Rolls-Royce developed. No, I don't watch them once they're finished. I mean, I watch them a lot when they're in production because I tend to be a part of the editing process. So I'm sitting there throughout the post-production process. So I see myself endlessly for months and months on end. And I'm quite happy to see myself. I get used to divorcing myself, actually, from my presence on screen. I just see a character. No, I don't watch them once they're finished. I mean, I watch them a lot when they're in production because I tend to be a part of the editing process. So I'm sitting there throughout the post-production process. So I see myself endlessly for months and months on end. And I'm quite happy to see myself. I get used to divorcing myself, actually, from my presence on screen. I just see a character. I'm not good at improvisation. I'm very scared of improvisation. I try to do as little improvisation on the set as possible. I like it all worked out beforehand, and we work it out in the script meetings with the writer and the director. So we say, you know, it's going to be like this, and that's going to happen. But our director, Oliver Parker, thinks that actually I'm better at improvising than I think I am. I'm not good at improvisation. I'm very scared of improvisation. I try to do as little improvisation on the set as possible. I like it all worked out beforehand, and we work it out in the script meetings with the writer and the director. So we say, you know, it's going to be like this, and that's going to happen. But our director, Oliver Parker, thinks that actually I'm better at improvising than I think I am. I love playing him because he's such an unpleasant, selfish, childish, you know, ridiculous figure. But at the same time, I don't like him as a person. I think he's a, you know, childish anarchist, which makes him fun to play, but I wouldn't like to have dinner with him. You know, he's a character I've been playing for 20 or 30 years, and I'm very happy to say goodbye to Mr. Bean now. I don't think I'm going to play the character again, because I just don't want to see him getting old. You know, that's my feeling about it.
Four.
I love playing him because he's such an unpleasant, selfish, childish, you know, ridiculous figure. But at the same time, I don't like him as a person. I think he's a, you know, childish anarchist, which makes him fun to play, but I wouldn't like to have dinner with him. You know, he's a character I've been playing for 20 or 30 years, and I'm very happy to say goodbye to Mr. Bean now. I don't think I'm going to play the character again, because I just don't want to see him getting old. You know, that's my feeling about it.
Five.
And we had a bit of an incident when we were shooting the second movie seven years ago, when I pulled a muscle in my calf and we couldn't shoot for 4 or 5 days. And, of course, you know, that kind of interruption to a film schedule can be very difficult and dangerous, difficult to accommodate in planning terms. So I was determined not to suffer that kind of injury again. So I tried to do only a little bit of physical training, you understand, not too much, and just to stay fit during the time that we were filming.
Five.
And we had a bit of an incident when we were shooting the second movie seven years ago, when I pulled a muscle in my calf and we couldn't shoot for 4 or 5 days. And, of course, you know, that kind of interruption to a film schedule can be very difficult and dangerous, difficult to accommodate in planning terms. So I was determined not to suffer that kind of injury again. So I tried to do only a little bit of physical training, you understand, not too much, and just to stay fit during the time that we were filming.
Six.
I suppose the perspective from a British person's point of view is that the Swiss are not very well defined as a race, because you are quite discreet and quite low-key and keep yourselves to yourselves. You're a small country, a neutral country in the middle of Europe. You know, you don't have as clear an identity as a French person or a German person. And therefore, you know, if you're going to die at the hands of somebody, you'd quite like them to be well defined.
Six.
I suppose the perspective from a British person's point of view is that the Swiss are not very well defined as a race, because you are quite discreet and quite low-key and keep yourselves to yourselves. You're a small country, a neutral country in the middle of Europe. You know, you don't have as clear an identity as a French person or a German person. And therefore, you know, if you're going to die at the hands of somebody, you'd quite like them to be well defined.
Fin de la prueba.